Children with autism can find interactions with other people challenging, so introducing them to robots might not seem like the best way to help. But researchers from the CSIRO and the University of New South Wales say they're getting positive results from their trial of a new breed of social robot. As Social Affairs reporter Barbara Miller explains.
Hi, Casper.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Casper is about the size of a small child and has a face that most adults would describe as disturbing. But Casper's features have been carefully designed to appeal to the robot's target audience, young children on the autism spectrum, like 9-year-old Joshua Whelan.
My favourite pizza is pepperoni pizza.
Mine is cheese, feta and olives.
Sounds yummy.
It is.
The robot's disproportionately large head is meant to be cartoon or doll-like, and his lack of facial features deliberate so as not to overwhelm children on the spectrum. The robot was developed at the University of Hertfordshire in the UK, and this is the first time it's been used in Australia. Scott Brown from the University of New South Wales is part of the UNSW CSIRO pilot project team.
For autistic children, meeting a new person can be overwhelming or frightening even. And so conducting that interaction through the robot can be a nice way of bringing those people together. Social robot like Casper can be a useful way to scaffold to that kind of face-to-face interaction.
It is a great day for a science lesson. Today, we are going to mix...
At Murray Bridge High School in South Australia, the disability unit's been working with what are known as NowRobots for around 2 years. The robots, Sam and Phil, can be programmed to help not just with STEM subjects, but with social skills.
It's great to see you again. We are going to learn about the importance of managing our emotions.
Disability Unit Manager Christine Roberts-Yates.
They're attractive, they're well designed, they're patient. The effect that they've had in 2 years has been wonderful. A definite difference in self-esteem, confidence.
CSIRO is evaluating the Murray Bridge experiment, a rare long-term study in an emerging field. Research scientist David Silveira says the results so far are promising.
Some of the kids who were nervous to interact in group activities, certainly well open and were willing to participate, they wanted to be part of the technology that everyone was excited about.
More research is needed to ensure the robots are teaching the students how to interact with other humans and not just with machines.
Barbara Miller there.